Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk a little bit about some of the aspects of the Mormon religion. Some people don't understand the Mormons, don't understand what they stand for, what they believe in, that type of thing. A lot of people call them a cult, not a Christian organization or a follower of Christ as Christian are known to be. And so today what I want to talk a little bit about is what is Mormonism? It's better known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's where they what the name of them were was, still is. They're located now, the headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah. Utah's now, somewhere around 70% Mormon now. So it's gotten to be quite a quite a number of people out there that are now Mormons in that state. Let's talk a little bit about what the let's just put it this way. There's a lot of people today that are under the false impression that Mormonism is merely another Christian denomination, when actually, in all actuality, Mormon beliefs are not only unbiblical, but they're actually anti-Christian. I'm going to read some highlights here of some things that I believe will help you to understand more about what Mormons believe concerning their source of authority, the Trinity, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, sin, salvation, heaven, hell, that type of thing. So let's start off with the Mormons' source of authority. Where do the Mormons get their authority from? Mormonism actually teaches, folks, that the canon of Scripture, the Bible, the books of the Bible, was not actually closed when the Bible was completed. They teach different than that. They claim to have additional sources that they've added basically to the Bible. They're separate books, but they're all part of what they call their canon of Scriptures total. There's three of them, in addition to the actual Bible, and all of which, of which they believe contains God's actual revelations. The Book of Mormon, actually, it's the first one that Joseph Smith wrote, supposedly translated from some stones that he found. But the crazy thing about the Book of Mormon is it's since 1830, there's been over 4,000 changes made to the Book of Mormon, which is amazing to me. If you can use the Bible as the inerrant Word of God, never changes, then how come it keeps their version keeps changing? They also have the Doctrine and Covenants, and they have the Pearl of Great Price. Now, Mormons follow the teachings of these actual three books, even though they contradict the Bible. Let me give you an example here. Mormonism teaches that the Bible is the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly. And that's the key that they use. It's if you don't translate it correctly, then you misunderstand what the Bible says. And of course, only Mormons can translate it correctly. Only their presidents, their high dog, as a lot of people like to call them, their prophet. Joseph Smith claimed to be one that could translate the Bible properly. No one else could. He was the only one who could correctly do it at that time. So in all actuality, whenever Mormons believe, their belief contradicts what the Scripture, the Bible says, the Mormons say that particular part of the Scripture is actually translated incorrectly, and that the correct translation is in one of the Mormon Scriptures, their books and that type of thing. Now, this is all documented in a book called The Maze of Mormonism. And that's actually on page 131 of the Maze of Mormonism. So, you can look this kind of stuff up. So actually, the Bible's really rejected as the infallible Word of God. It's not infallible to them. So that's number one. Number two, let's talk about their Trinity. Mormonism actually teaches polytheism, believing that the universe is inhabited by many gods who produce spirit children. Joseph Smith actually declared You know, I will preach on the plurality of gods. I have always declared God to be a distinct personage. Jesus Christ, a separate and distinct personage from God the Father. And the Holy Ghost was a distinct personage and a spirit. And that these three constitute three distinct personages and three gods. Well, that's also the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, the book, and that's on page 370. So like I say, there's all this stuff, you know, we can back up. We're not making things up here. One of the Mormon apostles, Bruce McConkle, spoke about the Godhead in a little different way. He said the plurality of gods, three separate personages, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, comprise the Godhead. And as each of these persons is a God, it is evident from this standpoint alone that a plurality of gods exists. Now, to us, you know, speaking in the proper finite sense, I guess you would say these three are the only gods we worship. But in addition, there is an infinite number of holy personages drawn from worlds without number who have passed on to exaltation and are thus gods. Now, that's from the Mormon Doctrine pages 576 to 577. So, see, all of these guys got some very contrary to the word beliefs. There's no doubt about it. Excuse me. Their belief in God. In Mormon theology, the God of our planet is to believe to have once been a man on another planet. Now, that's just completely contrary to Scripture. But that's what they believe, that the God, our God, is believed to have once been a man on another planet who, through self-effort and the help of his own Father God, was appointed by a council of gods in the heaven to his high position as a god of planet Earth, and now has a physical, resurrected, glorified body. So Mormonism teaches that through the atonement of Christ and by their good deeds and holy living, men can actually one day become God. And with their multiplicity of goddess wives, populate their own planets. This is what the, now keep in mind, this is what the celestial marriage and the Mormon temple vows are all about. Mormon theology actually, therefore, humanizes God, but it also deifies man, just the opposite. Isn't that crazy? What do they think of Christ? Let's tell you what they think of Christ. Mormonism acknowledges the divinity of Christ. As noted above, Mormon doctrine, and when I spoke about that there a second ago, Mormon doctrine on what constitutes divinity falls actually real short of the biblical standard of what we think of as the divinity. Mormonism actually teaches that Jesus, Lucifer, you know, Satan, and all the demons, as well as all mankind, are actually all spirit brothers and sisters. They were born in the spirit world as spirit babies to our man God, Heavenly Father, and his goddess wives. Now, isn't that nutty? Mormon leaders have consistently taught that God the Father, Adam God, had sexual relations on earth with Mary, his own spirit daughter, to produce the physical body of Jesus. Early Mormon apostles actually, you know, asserted, believe it or not, that Christ was a polygamist. And that his wives included Mary and Martha, who, you know, were the sisters of Lazarus, and also Mary Magdalene. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? It's amazing what Mormonism teaches, and we think that it's a cult. What do you think? I don't know what you think, but I think that it certainly is about the only thing you can really call it is a cult. I don't think you can call it anything close to Christianity. You can call it another religion if you want to. It certainly is that. But it's cult-like in that they actually, Joseph Smith is idolized to these guys. And then their prophets are then idolized as the years went by, all these other guys. But Joseph Smith is actually idolized by the Mormons. Excuse me. What do they talk about salvation? What do they believe? Mormons, actually, their theology teaches that the atonement of Christ was essential to their salvation and the eternal life with God, but that it's not quite sufficient enough. Now, you hear what I said? They believe that in the atonement of Christ, that atonement is actually essential to salvation and eternal life with God, but it's just not sufficient enough. Christ's shed blood on the cross, they claim, provides for universal resurrection of all people. You hear that? Of all people. But does not pay for personal sins, according to the Mormonism teachings. According to Mormonism, only Christ's blood shed in the Garden of Gethsemane atones for personal sin. Besides faith in Christ, complete and permanent repentance of all sin as well as many good works are required to be saved. Now listen, Mormonism also teaches that one must be baptized in water to be saved, and that salvation will also be available in the next world for those missing out in this one. So, you know, so therefore, what do they believe? They Mormons avidly pursue genealogy. Actually, did you realize that's what this is all about? They avidly pursue genealogy and practice baptism for the dead. They practice baptism for the dead. You ever wonder why they had the best, biggest genealogical association in the world? And now you know. They're praying for their dead. They had to look everything up, find who's who. What's heaven and hell to the Mormons? Well, Mormonism actually now teaches there's 3 degrees of glory. Celestial, that's for good Mormons able to cease sinning in this lifetime. Terrestrial, that's for good people who do not comply with all the teachings of Mormonism. And the telestial, which is for those who have lived unclean earthly lives. So 3 different degrees of heaven, of glory. They teach that there is a hell, but only the sons of perdition. Now listen to this. Only the sons of perdition, a very small number of souls that cannot be redeemed, will be there. According to the Mormons, the vast majority of mankind will be saved, though it should be obvious that no one will make it to the celestial kingdom. It's just nuts. Just nuts. Gosh, I don't know what to say. I mean, if anybody out there listening is not getting a grasp of what's going on in the Mormon teachings just from this little bit, I have to sit back and shake my head and wonder what you're thinking, what you're listening to. There's just a ton of information. We're going to cover a lot of it. Mormonism is, to me personally, a very dangerous, dangerous belief. I believe that there are umpteen millions. I don't know how many is actually in the Mormon belief right now, so I don't know the number. But I feel this way about it. It's just cut and dried simple. If you're a Mormon, you truly believe what the Mormon Church teaches, you believe it, you live it, you practice it, and you're willing to die with it, then you're going to hell. Because you're certainly not accepting Christ as your Savior, not on the terms that Christ said, period. There's just no getting around it. Their teachings do not teach salvation through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. His works on the cross were not enough. His resurrection from the dead was not enough. They have to do more. They have to do a lot more. So we're going to continue this tomorrow. Join our website. Stop by the website, www.forgottenword.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Get that. We send it out monthly, plus the updates throughout the week. God bless you. See you then.